My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Tone, is the loss of Bill Callahan overrated?
No, no.
Tell me why.
I think it is. I think he is, obviously, if we talked about him as the best offensive line coach in football for how many years, we can't just after he leaves say, it doesn't matter, we'll get somebody else and they'll be fine.
I disagree. It is not
so
where...
Was he not one of the best offensive line coaches?
No. It's not the thought of that he's not one of the best offensive line, or the best offensive line coach in football. That's not the case. It's that when you have an assistant that's definitely in his 60s, there's always going to be a thought that he's going to leave. I mean, he doesn't need the money. He does this now for the professionalism, the enjoyment, the lifestyle. He breathes football. He loves it. But you also have to know that he could leave at any time. And then you have to have a succession plan. You have to make the right decision on who you replace him. It's not that Bill O'Brien. It's not that Bill Callahan isn't important. He's very important. It's not that he's overrated as a coach. He's not overrated as a coach. Losing him, though, is overrated. It's important. The most important thing is about who you replace him with. That is the issue here. That's why I have to put a magnifying glass on Andy Dickerson here with this offensive line. Because I can sit there and yell and scream, which I really can't right now, but I can sit there and make the biggest damn deal about Bill Callahan leaving, but I just don't think it's real. I don't think it's a real thing for me to say, and I really think it's very shallow for me to say on the offensive line. Like, they're not magicians. They're coaches. And really what they do... I had a coach tell me this a couple of weeks ago, and I thought it was brilliant. What we do, we raise limitations. That's what we are. Everybody's limited. Most players are limited. We raise limitations. And so that's what Bill Callahan does. He's very good at it. He is arguably the best in the NFL. But when you lose a guy like that for those circumstances, which I can't blame him for, I have to make the right hire. And so it's not about losing Bill Callahan. You did the right thing as an organization, letting him go coach with his son. That is not the issue. The issue is who you replace him with. That needs to be the issue. That's what needs to be talked about. If we continue this offensive line play, which has not been great over the first couple of weeks of the season, if we continue this conversation, I'm going to steer this ship into it's not losing Callahan. It's who you replace Callahan with. That's my issue, Tone.
Oh, sure. I mean, obviously, like anything, you know, you want to replace these coordinators or position coaches or anything. Like, yeah, Bill Callahan was not, you know, the end-all, the be-all, end-all when it comes to everything the Browns were doing. But what did we say all the time? What a safety blanket for Kevin Stefanski, especially when you had Conklin, you know, get injured as early as he did last year. The way that they would piecemeal it together game by game and down the stretch, and then trying to do that and be cohesive with a new starting quarterback like they did down the stretch, and then also make sure your run game when Chubb went down was as passable as it could be, as credible as it could be. Like, I remember Stefanski talking about how much he leaned on Bill Callahan last year. So I understand fans, to minimize any loss, like Callahan, will immediately default to, well, wasn't that big of a deal, or maybe it doesn't matter as much, and you know, he shouldn't be given as much credit. Like, that is what we do as fans all the time.
Of course.
But I kind of think, you know, to lose Bill Callahan and then to immediately default to, well, it's not that big of a deal that we lost Callahan. Well, then were we lying the last 4 years or whatever it was since Callahan came on about how big of a deal he was within the organization?
No, I don't think so. I think that you're right about it, where you say he was basically a person that was almost an NFL head coaching guide for what Kevin Stefanski had to deal with. I mean, the guy coached the Raiders at a high level, and the Raiders could always be a wild franchise. So Bill Callahan knows what he's doing, and I think that he was a good shoulder to lean on for Kevin Stefanski. But again, that's not my issue. I don't want anybody to take it that I'm saying Bill Callahan is not that great of a coach. He is that great of a coach. My issue is going to be if they lose, if they continue to, they're not, because I mean, they're 1-1. If their offensive line continues to struggle, if you get Jed Wills back and your offensive line continues to struggle, which a lot of fans anticipate, Anthony, it's not about losing Bill. It's about who you replaced him with. Is it Dickerson? Is it the pieces that are there as they are? I mean, Joel Petonio has gotten a bit older. Wyatt Teller isn't going to get any younger. He's still not an old guy, but he's not going to get any younger. DeJuan Jones has been now hurt in 2 games. I know the last one was cramping. Ethan Posick is still good. And now you have Jed Wills where, I mean, we'll see if he practices today. Because I can tell you, I can't say much on James Hudson and his ability. I can tell you much about his effort. At least I'm getting an effort out of the guy. So we'll find out about James Hudson coming up hopefully this week or whenever. Because now we're starting to flirt with, well, should we just put him on IR if we were going to do something like that? Again, I just don't want to get things mixed up. And I hate the road that it's taking. Because I don't think that there was anything. I mean, they could have blocked him from being a coach for his son. They could have blocked him. He could have just retired. He could have just said, I'm done, and went and stood on the sidelines as the father of the head coach of the Tennessee Titans, and that's it. He could have been a consultant if he wanted to do something like that. They let him go. They made that arrangement, and that's perfectly fine by what the organization did. I'm not going to fault them in that. But who you replace him with is, I think, who the microscope needs to be under. And if you say that that's splitting hairs, or you say that that's semantic, I don't agree that it's semantic, even though most of what we do is semantic. If it's splitting hairs, yes, but it's a very important hair to split because we're talking about an offensive line here. I need somebody that gains their attention. Remember, what has been said by this offensive line, Anthony, over the last 8 months after losing Bill Callahan, and the differences in the coaching and how much they like the differences in the coaching. All right, well, if you like the differences in the coaching and how it's less militaristic, then you need to answer the bell for that.
I'd be careful. It's very rare you'd hear players bash the new coach and say, "Yeah, we loved the old coach. We hate the new coach."
But
like, that just doesn't happen.
But it's also pretty rare where a coach as successful as Bill Callahan, after he leaves, you kind of hear a compliment sandwich afterwards, where there's a lot of, "Well, this, but he's one of the greatest coaches who have ever lived to coach the offensive line." All right, well, where's that at? Because remember, well-liked coaches before, when we've had them as assistant coaches, especially offensive line coaches, the offensive lines weren't great. Bob Wiley's a fine man and a good coach. The offensive line was terrible. He was beloved by everybody. You have I'm sure Andy Dickerson's a nice guy. So far, the offensive line has not been that good, and they all love him. They all love him.
Yeah, well, so
where I'm looking at my address, not Bill Callahan being gone.
I thought the offensive line on Sunday, I thought they were really good in the first half. I thought they were not just the opening drive that they scored the touchdown. I thought they were really, really effective, especially in run blocking. They certainly did not give up those free passes to Deshaun Watson in the first half. I know he had a couple nice scrambles. That's going to happen. It's an NFL game. You're not going to be perfect up front. Second half, obviously, was a different story. And I would just say this, too. You know, when Stefanski brought Callahan in, I mean, I know we have Stefanski on record talking about how vital that was to the operation. And when they made the playoffs the first year, he couldn't talk enough about how much he leaned on Bill Callahan. And now Stefanski's been a head coach. This is fifth year. And so intuitively, over time, not just Stefanski, but the offensive line and the guys that have been here that entire time, like Petonio, like Wyatt Teller, you know, all that stuff that they've been taught and the leadership from Callahan, that's ingrained. That's there. So if anything, it's almost a exponentially easier job for Slater to come in, unless he's totally changing everything that they're doing schematic-wise, and I don't think they really
Dickerson.
Are.
Dickerson.
Yeah, Dickerson. I'm sorry, Dickerson. Unless they're totally changing everything schematic-wise, I imagine that it's a little easier to come in and coach, as long as they're not changing everything, based on the fact that those linemen and the other coaches around that have been here, they've had that tutelage from Callahan. And they're not starting from square one. And I think Callahan probably gets some credit for that, too.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B. But with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.